Hi, I'm Jade and I'm an addict. Slightly nervous being here. It's a really big meeting, so hi everyone. I haven't really prepared anything, so I'm just going to wing it and hope for the best. So sorry if anything doesn't quite make much sense. So I've always been told, sort of when doing chairs, to look at experience, strength and hope. And so that's what I'm going to do. And hopefully some of you will find something that relate to. Obviously not everything I say will be relatable to everyone, but I've always been told to sort of look for the common parts and not the differences, so yeah. I grew up in an abusive household from a very, very young age. I was made to feel that I was worthless, that I didn't deserve anything good. I had a mother who was very verbally and physically abusive. My father died when I was quite young as well. So basically my whole life I always felt like I was an outsider, that people didn't understand me, and if they knew who I was, they wouldn't want to know me, or there was something inherently wrong with me and who I was as a person. That made it very, very difficult to form friendships when I was growing up. And I learned very young how to have masks, how to put on a happy mask, how to put on a mask that showed that I was normal, I was like everyone else. But I never quite felt that way. And it was very, very isolating. And it made it very, very hard to sort of work out what was going on at home and things like that, because I didn't have anyone to talk to. And when you're quite young, it's very easy to sort of focus that then on yourself, because you don't have the equipment or the knowledge to deal with it or to look at it in any other way. When I got to about 13, I tried alcohol for the first time, and that was the first time in my life where I felt like I was the same as everyone else. And it made it very easy from that point onwards to always sort of reach out and try to find something to make me feel like I belonged with everyone else. And it was horrible, to be honest. I didn't like the feeling of being drunk or things like that, but I liked the feeling of being part of everyone, and it made me sort of reach out again and again and again to the same sort of thing. And it was sort of, it made, I don't know, I guess I had changed sort of friends over that sort of time. I found other people that liked that, doing that sort of thing, would sort of run out and, you know, escape at night and sort of go out into the street and probably get into some very dangerous situations, which at the time just felt like fun and like I belonged. And it wasn't until like I'm older now looking back that I realized, you know, a 13-year-old getting drunk shouldn't be out in the middle of the street at, you know, 3 a.m. And then as I was sort of growing up, it got a lot worse at home when I sort of got into my teenage years. My mother was very, very controlling. I wasn't allowed, I had, you know, very strict curfews and things like that. And then again, that made me different from everyone else and all of my peers, because as they were growing up, they had more freedom, whereas as I was growing up, I was having less. And things got really, really bad in my final year of high school. Went through a period where I ended up staying with friends because things got so bad at home. My school knew there was something going on there, but they didn't quite know what. And because I couldn't talk about it, they weren't able to intervene. I ended up being in a really bad situation. I wasn't eating. I was breaking down at school. I was pushing every single person around me away. And it was just horrible and it was isolating. And the worst part of it all was I felt like I deserved it, that I was an evil person or that I was a horrible person. And it wasn't my mum and her inability to deal with being a single parent and trying to raise kids and having that being completely out of her depth or ability. I felt like it was me that was the problem, like I pushed her to it, or, you know, I deserved it because of who I was and I didn't deserve any better. That kind of changed a little bit when I came over here for the first time. So I grew up in Australia. I came over here when I was 19. And for the first time in my life, I was able to talk about it to someone. There was a friend that I came over here with who I got some really, really emotionally abusive emails from my mother, and I just cracked and broke down and sort of started talking to them all about it. And it was the first time I told anyone about what was going on at home, that I was being beaten and being told that, you know, I wasn't loved, and I was the greatest regret of her life, which is, you know, always something a child wants to hear from their parent. And my friend was actually incredibly supportive, and they said, you know, it's not you, it's her. But I didn't believe it. And so my way of coping at that time was basically going out. Someone offered me a pill, and I'd only done alcohol up until that point, probably way too much for someone my age. And it was just opened up a whole sort of new release, and I didn't, anyway, I just, it was like a little pill that took away all of the pain and made me really happy and felt like I loved everyone. I loved being alive and things like that. And it ended up being a whole sort of downfall from that point. I managed to sort of go in this cycle for years after that point. Whenever anything went bad, I'd reach out for that sort of happiness again, whether it was through pills or MDMA or coke or whatever it was. It was always a cycle. Something would go bad, I couldn't deal with it because I didn't know how to deal with it. And so I'd reach out for something to sort of band-aid that pain and then make the whole situation infinitely worse. I ended up losing jobs, I lost friends. I was living on couches for months at a time. But I never thought that the drugs were the problem. It was always someone else or something else. It was either because I was being bullied at work or because friends weren't being supportive, or it was always something else. I just couldn't take it onto myself that I was doing this to my life, that I was the one that was making things difficult. But because everything sort of happened in circles, so first it was pills, then I managed to stop doing pills, then it was like something else, so I managed to stop doing that, and I changed it to something else. I never saw the pattern of it, and I never thought I had a problem. I just kind of felt like it was, I don't know, I couldn't be an addictive person, or I couldn't have an addictive personality if I could put something down. And eventually that all sort of came to a head about 3 years ago, well, just over 3 years ago now. I'd managed to stop doing drugs, but I instead replaced it with drinking again. So I was drinking every day at lunch. I was going home and drinking in the evening. My boyfriend at the time noticed that I was drinking a lot and raised it. So instead of putting anything down, it just meant I got a lot more secretive about it. So I'd stay out later, or I'd say I had plans on and things like that, or try to get him to go out so that he wouldn't notice what was going on. And I ended up being medicated for depression for the first time in many, many years as a result of it. I couldn't function at work, I couldn't get anything done, and I was just miserable. But fortunately, throughout my group of friends that I'd had at that point in time, there were some people around me who were in the rooms. I remember it was a Thursday evening. I don't know if you guys know this, like something called Five Rhythms. It's basically interpretive dance. You dance around like an absolute tit. And before we sat down, my friend asked if there was something that I wanted to get out of it. And for me, I just simply wanted an answer, something that I could do differently, because I didn't know what I could do. I didn't know how I could end this self-destructive cycle that just kept on happening and kept on repeating itself. I was sick of losing friends. I was sick of running away from people. I was sick of losing jobs. I was sick of never having any money, not having a career, and just feeling hopeless, just completely and utterly hopeless. And I decided, well, dancing around for about 3 hours in this sober environment where people were just completely and utterly going for it, that I wanted to go to my first meeting. I didn't think I had a problem, because I was still of the mindset that if I can put something down, then that's not an addictive person. But I decided to give it a go, and I decided that I was going to try something different, because everything I'd done to that point hadn't worked. And so I went on the Friday to this meeting, actually, to speakers. I remember it was a beautiful sunny day, and just thinking as I was walking down here from my job at the time that it was a really good day to start something new. Came here, I bawled my eyes out, as you do. I got my first key ring, and I haven't actually used since that day. My life was still in shambles, but I started going to meetings as regularly as I could. I tried to do 1990, but didn't quite manage it. But by starting to sort of go to the meetings and meet other newcomers, it meant that even though I was struggling with my life, I suddenly had people to talk to. I didn't know how to communicate what was going on with me because I didn't understand it myself, but I had the support of other people all of a sudden. I started to sort of grow friendships, and instead of being worried about what I was going to do on a Friday or Saturday night, I started going to meetings and going out for dinner with people in recovery. I started reading all of the books, and it made such a big difference. I ended up leaving a job where I was being horrendously bullied because I didn't have the ability to stand up for myself. I was apologetic for my existence to the point that people thought it was okay to walk all over me. And I couldn't stand up for myself. I didn't have the ability to, and I didn't have the belief that I could. So I was able to sort of leave that sort of situation. I was able to start to be there for friends. And realized very, very quickly in that first sort of 6 months that the people that I was closest to, I wasn't actually close to. They were party friends. They were people I knew I could get drugs from. They were people I knew would stay out from sort of Thursday to Sunday. They weren't actually friends. And I started to develop meaningful friendships and relationships with people. And over the last 3 years, those relationships have grown more. I'm now someone that people will reach out to when they've got a problem. I'm now someone that can be there when they're going through problems and actually support them and be reliable and turn up for them. I'm still working through issues to do with growing up, as I'm sure a lot of people here probably still have some demons that they're fighting, but I no longer feel like I'm worthless. In the last year, I started to learn how to do self-care and self-love and things like that, which I didn't have before. Even in my first couple of years of being in recovery, I still couldn't be on my own. I always had to sort of escape, so I just made sure I had a really busy social life. I'd constantly be going out, I just couldn't be still. But the longer I've been in recovery for, the more I've been able to find that peace. And it's been a huge, huge change. I've been able to get a career that I really enjoy and really love, and I'm making progress there. I'm close to people. I now have the ability to talk about things when things are bad, because it's life. Everything isn't always sunshine and roses. Just because I'm in recovery doesn't mean that bad stuff doesn't happen. But instead of taking that onto myself and trying to escape from it and making the situation 10 times worse by reaching out and, you know, doing drugs or drinking, I'm now able to sort of process it and talk to people, whether it's my sponsor, whether it's my close friends in NA. And the result has been hugely dramatic. I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't found recovery. I also don't know if, you know, how old I would have gotten, because I didn't have a stop button. It's scary to think that if something really bad happened and I hadn't found recovery, I probably wouldn't be here, because I just wouldn't have that ability to say no or to step away or to fix it. And it's, I know, like the things that I've been doing now to sort of maintain my sanity as much as I can. I talk regularly to my sponsor. I talk regularly to my friends in NA. I try to go to meetings, but I'm not as good as going to meetings as I should be. But I'm working on it. And it's been about, for me, it's been about finding things that work for me. There are a whole lot of suggestions and recommendations and things like that that are out there, but they're not necessarily for everyone. I found that what works for me is different to what works for some of my other friends in NA. And that's okay. The main thing is I'm working on it, I'm doing my steps, I'm making progress, and I'm going forward. And that, for me, at the end of the day, that's what matters. I don't really know what else to say, so I'm gonna end it.
Thank you.